For Montana News on the Northern News Network, I'm Cody Ross. Montana U.S. Congressman Ryan Zinke voted no Saturday on H.R. 8034, the Israel Security Supplemental Appropriations Act. He released a statement saying that the bill included more than $9 billion of U.S. aid to Gaza and thereby sending it directly to the front lines of Hamas. No aid for Gaza until an unconditional surrender and release of hostages. Executive Director Jeff Ewell came to Zoo Montana in Billings 12 years ago when it was in financial trouble. Since then, he has continued to help it grow.
We're forced to grow at a much slower rate because we're not getting tax dollars or what have you. And most of our colleagues do. If they're getting million-dollar checks from counties or cities or whatever, and that they can grow much faster. So we grow slower because we have to raise all that money ourselves on top of the operational dollars as well. And we're proud of where we've come in the short amount of time that we've been there.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
At AgWest, we know agriculture isn't just a business. It's a way of life. So we're here to help operations succeed for generations to come by supporting our customer members and the rural communities where we live and work. From small family businesses to large operations, AgWest brings the experience and financial know-how to help you grow your best future. Find out how we can help at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Nicely done, beef. From London broils and French dips to New York strips and Texas briskets. Who knew you were so well-traveled? Yeah, you're what's for dinner. And it's always dinner somewhere. Bring everyone back to the table and get cooking at BeefIt'sWhat'sForDinner.com.
Brought to you by the Montana Beef Council with consented beef checkoff dollars.
Lewis and Clark County District Court Judge Michael McMahon temporarily blocked the State Office of Public Instruction from requiring a parental petition and approval from a county superintendent and county commission for a newly formed charter school to open. From Lee Enterprises, the office can still require the submission of the average number belonging, or ANB. The Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks announced today the new Montana Mule Deer Citizen Advisory Committee will meet twice this spring to help the FWP identify important issues in mule deer management and set goals for the new management plan in time before the 2026-27 hunting season setting process. The first meeting is May 6th through the 8th in Helena. The second meeting will be determined before June 15th, with work expected to be completed by June 30th. Meetings are open to the public with comments via Zoom. Register at Montana FWP website. I'm Cody Ross, Northern News Network.